Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Libracha. We're starting Siman Tov Ayin Hey. We're up to washing our hands before eating the matzah and the maru, the mitzvahs of the Seder, the mitzvahs achila of the Seder. Yitol Yada V'yibarach Anotila Sidayim. Now you're going to wash your hands and say Anotila Sidayim. This is the real chiyuv to wash your hands for bread. V'yikach HaMatzos Kiseder Shenucha Marpusa Ben Shtei Shleimos. And you hold all three matzahs. V'yibarach HaMotzi V'alchilas Matzah. And you say HaMotzi and Alchilas Matzah. Now the custom is, you hold all three of the matzahs when you make HaMotzi. Then you put the bottom matzah down, and you just hold the top and the middle matzah when you say the bracha of Alchilas Matzah. Why is that? Because HaMotzi goes on the Lechem Mishnah, the top and the middle, and the bottom matzah, the two whole matzahs. And Alchilas Matzah goes on the middle matzah. There is a view that Alchilas Matzah goes on the top matzah as well. So when you say Alchilas Matzah, you don't have to hold the bottom matzah. The bracha doesn't go on the bottom matzah. But you continue holding the top and the middle. After you say both the brachos, then you break off pieces of the matzah from the top and the middle, and the Shulchan Aruch says you dip them in salt. The Ramah says we don't dip them in salt, and most people don't dip them in salt. Now, v'yochlein be'seiba b'yachad, and now you're going to eat your mitzvah of matzah. You have to lean. We discussed a few shirim ago, you have to lean when you eat the matzah. It's very important. Kizayis mikolechad. Here the Shulchan Aruch quotes a chumrah to eat a kezayis from the top matzah and a kezayis from the middle matzah. The Mishnah Berurah explains the idea behind the chumrah. There's a question, which matzah is the main matzah for the mitzvah, the middle matzah or the top matzah? Whichever matzah is the official matzah for the mitzvah, you should eat a kezayis from that matzah. Since we're not sure, we eat a kezayis from both. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion about this chumrah, that it's unclear where it came from. But what happens is as follows. There's a whole question how much matzah one needs to eat at the Seder. And it comes out by mitzvahs de'oraisa, we're machmir for a larger piece, and mitzvahs de'rabbana, we're making on a smaller piece. So you have to eat the size for the first matzah of a mitzvah de'oraisa size. Now this idea of two kezesim is a big chumrah. So this idea is a chumrah. So regarding this, you can use the smaller size. So two of the smaller sizes equals one of the bigger size. So as long as you're eating the size for a deraisa piece of matzah, you're eating the right amount of matzah anyway, and that's what most people do. Also, there isn't enough matzah to have a kezayis of matzah from the top and from the middle. So most people at the Seder can't fulfill this chumrah at all. You have a small piece at the top, a small piece of the middle, and the rest of the matzah you take from the middle. So therefore, at the Seder, what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to take a small piece from the top matzah, a small piece from the middle matzah, then you take more matzah to make up the right amount, and the right amount is, for the first matzah, Rav Eider's psak is 2/3 of a machine matzah, 7 by 4 inches. The psak of the Kol Dodi Haggadah, Rav David Feinstein, is the size of an entire machine matzah, 7 by 6 inches. So you would follow whatever your custom is, 7 by 4 or 7 by 6. The Kazayas book's matzah follows basically the size of Eider, that it's roughly 2/3 of a machine matzah. If you're using handmade matzah, you have to measure it out, that the amount of handmade matzah equivalent to 7 by 4 or to 7 by 6, and that's how much matzah you're eating. Now you're supposed to eat this b'chadeh chilas pras. So there are different opinions how long that is. Since it's the mitzvah d'oraisa, you should try to eat the amount in 2 minutes. But if not, then up to 4 minutes is acceptable, and that's very doable. So you made the two brachos on the matzah. You have your piece from the top, piece from the middle. You take the rest of the matzah from whatever's on the table. You have the amount equivalent to 7 by 4 or 7 by 6 inches, and you lean, and you're eating that kezayis. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says you have the maror. Ve'acharkach yikach kezayis maror, v'yishkenu b'charoses, v'yashenu b'socho, shabbat kami rirusa. You take a kezayis of maror, you dip it in the charoses. Now, you don't leave it in there too long because you don't want to ruin, you don't want to deaden the whole taste of the maror. You dip the maror in the charoses, and then you make a bracha of al achilas maror on the maror. You're not saying brei pi adamak because you don't need to. We said it already by the karpas. And you eat the kazayas of maror. We don't do a seva by the maror, the Shulchan Aruch says. And you should try to eat this kazayas of the maror again within the time span of 4 minutes. So that's the mitzvah deraisa of matzah and the mitzvah derabanan of maror. Now, then we're going to eat the korech. Hillel's opinion was that the matzah and maror should be eaten together. So as a zecher to his opinion, we also have korech, a sandwich at the seder. So the korech really, on a level of derabanan, is fulfilling the mitzvah according to Hillel. So therefore, when you say the bracha of hamotzi and al-chilas matzah, you should have in mind the korech too. When you say the bracha on the maror, you should have in mind the maror too. You should have in mind the korech too, because the korech also is the mitzvah of maror. So that's the matzah, that's the maror, and Bez Hashem will discuss more details of the korech in the next year. Okay, we'll stop here.